Hey, everybody. It's Maria Boyington reporting. Talking today to Congressman David Scott, longtime friend. How are you?
It's wonderful. How are you doing?
I am doing well. So how are things going in D.C.?
They're going a thrill a minute. And unfortunately, it's a daily crisis, it looks like, with our dear president.
And when you say a daily cross with our dear president, be more specific.
Well, I mean, I just think there are just some unnecessary different crises that are manufactured by him that's not necessary. I think we got the economy going, it's moving, but to go out and within a 48-hour period go around the world and call the Europeans who gave their lives for us in World War II and France and Germany our enemies, and to chastise and to discredit our NATO allies who gave their lives in terms of NATO and Article 5, which means one for all, has never been used but one time. One time. And you know when that was used? When we were attacked. NATO has stood with us and has fought and given lives, all 28 of those countries, and to be able to do that. And then to go 40 hours and stand next to Putin, the president of Russia, who has attacked us, violated us, the foundation of what America is, and that's free elections. And all of his own intelligence tells him that they did it. And he stands there and says, Putin told me he didn't do it. So I go along with Putin and said, that's pitiful.
Let's talk about some of the items that you're trying to get taken care of in Congress. You're leading the fight to secure $95 million for 1890 land-grant universities in the Farm Bill.
Yes.
Now, this $95 million, now who would it be for?
It would be for the 19 land-grant schools. Just as a short history lesson, after the Civil War, the major way that the South recovered, they went and in each of the states, they established land-grant schools. For example, in Georgia, they put the University of Georgia, in Florida, University of Florida, Alabama, University of Alabama, 19 of them throughout the South and border states. And then 30 years later, along comes Plessy versus Ferguson, the separate but equal doctrine, and which meant that wherever they had those white schools, they had to put black schools. Separate, yes, but never equal. So, where they had the University of Florida, they had to put Florida A&M, then the Port Valley in Georgia, and Tuskegee in Alabama, and so on. But they never have treated the schools equally. So I wanted to get some money to them in the most beneficial way. And so I put a bill together that would give each of the 19 African-American land-grant schools, like Fort Valley, Florida A&M, Tuskegee, all of those, Texas, and to give them $1 million for each year of the Farm Bill, which is 5 years, so that the bill will last for 5 years. Every year, each of the schools will get $1 million. That's $5 million per school. And 5 million times 19 is $95 million. It will be a tremendous boon. And it will provide an excellent foundation, and to be able to carry on, because the way I framed it in the law, I wrote it, I said that each year that they will get $1 million and will get $1 million for each of the five-year duration. That means that they will have it there.
Is there any particular way that they have to spend the money?
On scholarships. But here's the thing. In order to do that, you have to know that the money's going to be there for four-year scholarships. And then the other thing that is, we need to begin to look seriously at academics' preparation for college the same way that these land-grant white schools look at us for football players and basketball players. They don't just go And just all of a sudden, they start identifying these kids in high school, in middle school, and in junior high school, and cultivating them so that they have them ready. That's the same thing we're going to have to do in terms of academics, science, technology, engineering, math, computer. All this stuff now is technical. So you have to get in and start identifying and getting relationships with the high schools and the middle schools so that you can cultivate these students. And then when the next farm bill comes along, then you continue it for another 5 years.
Where is the bill now, and how optimistic are you that it will make its way through?
The bill now is over in the Senate. It's a farm bill. But here's the thing, that I had to raise all kind of hell about it, because in the House, when they got it, you may have heard my floor speech on there. But I had to, because they removed the money out in the House version of the bill when they put it in the farm bill. And they didn't have the schools. Now I got it back in. And I got it back in by going over working with Senator David Perdue. I want to give him some credit there. The other thing is, it's got to be bipartisan. Because if it's bipartisan, Democrats and Republicans working together, it will last. I don't want to make the mistake. That's a mistake we made with Obamacare. We just went and thought Obama was going to be there for life. And I said, hey, man, we better tag along. Let's pull some Republicans in here. Because if it switches, we will remain there. So we have, it's a bipartisan effort. It's language is in there now in the House and the Senate bill. It's in conference. And yours truly is on the conference committee.
Everybody, we've been talking to U.S. Representative David Scott from Atlanta, leading a fight to secure $95 million for scholarships at historically black land-grant universities in the Farm Bill. Congressman, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Boynton. I always, and you do such a wonderful job.
Thank you, Congressman. It's Maria Boynton reporting.